Yo, what's going on? It's your homie Brian.
It's your boy John here.
John, my guy, sir.
What is up?
Sir, how are you today? I'm doing swell, as you know, as swell. Always, kicking it, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Down in the paint, putting in work, you know what I mean? Gotta go hard in the paint, JC, you feel me?
That was a lot of 30s right there.
A lot of 30s.
A lot of 30s, you know, we sounded, you know, our age.
Hey, yes. I'm 40, bro, you know.
Oh shit, you are. Happy belated, by the way.
Hey, I appreciate you.
Pisces season.
You know, yeah. Salute you with my
it's Aries now.
Big ass forehead, you know what I'm saying? Bro. Hey, it is what it is. I got it from my mama. I appreciate it. I love it. My daughter got it too, you know what I'm saying? Just passing it along, bro. You feel
genetics.
Me? Genetics, sir.
No, but like my week's been good, sir. Yeah. Just nothing exciting, nothing too exciting happened.
Okay.
Can't say.
That just worked, you know.
Yeah. And same. Yeah.
Just working the night away, sir.
Yeah. Pay these bills, bro. But hey. I just binged a couple movies, like,
oh yeah,
you know, yeah, after the Oscars were last week, you know. I watched that annually,
right?
Saw Everything Everywhere All at Once. That one, like, it swept everything. Did you see that?
No, I didn't even know it was a thing.
I think you should see it. I think you would like it.
I had no idea this film existed until it won, you know, all these Oscars, and people were like, yeah, of course it did. And I was just like, yeah, never heard of this ever in my life until this very day.
Yeah, I saw commercials and trailers for it all the time. I was like, this looks like a lot. And I was still suffering from PTSD from that, in my opinion, awful Doctor Strange movie, The Multiverse of Madness, or whatever the fuck. Like, I was like, I'm over the multiverse thing, but it was really good. It was like that if it was done right, in my opinion.
Oh, so it's, what type of movie is this? Is sci-fi?
It's everything. Yeah, it's got drama in it. It's got sci-fi, action, of course.
You know, I didn't even like look at a trailer. I just figured it was some sort of very, you know, colloquial, you know, piece of filmmaking that there was no action or anything. I thought it was just like just one of those movies, like the Royal Tenenbaums, you know?
Oh no, it's nothing like that. No.
Okay.
But, yeah, I think you would like it. Do you like Rick and Morty?
Yeah, I've never really gotten into it. You know, I don't watch television, you know. I don't watch anything new, unfortunately. I watch Chris Rock's special. He's all right.
He's all right.
Yeah. He's no Dave Chappelle, but it was there were some funny bits in there, so.
But he didn't have you like cackling throughout.
You know, a few times, you know, sparingly, you know. It was funny enough, you know. It's hard for me to sit down and watch something for, you know, more than an hour unless it's basketball.
Yeah, no, I saw that, and then, you know, again, it won a bunch of awards. Jamie Lee Curtis won for some reason. And then I saw this other movie, RRR. Now, this I didn't know existed.
RRR?
RRR. So it's Tollywood, but it's an Indian movie, right?
Okay.
So it's like two guys. They have two different missions. One is like fire-based, so he's like more abrasive. He works like for the British police. And then the other one, he's like water-based, so he's like cooler and he's nicer and he's like... looking, he has his own mission, looking for his sister. It's like 3 hours long, so I don't know if you'll sit through that.
Do they have powers? Like when you say
no, they don't have powers, but it's just like they're. You would think they have powers. The shit they did. You see Kung Fu Hustle?
Yes.
it's given that in some things they do. Like some things are just like my man flipped the motorcycle with his foot and swung it at somebody. But
that's how they be doing it, yo.
But it's so good. It's like, of course, it's Bollywood, Tollywood. So it's got musical numbers and the song that won best song at the Oscars was it was like in there. It was good. It was good as shit. I highly recommend it to everybody. I'm like obsessed with it. I've seen it like 3 times already.
And you said it's 3 hours.
It's 3 hours.
Oh my gosh. Well,
I watched that work.
So you watched pretty much a lot of the Oscars nominations and winners. Okay.
Makes sense. So I know what I'm looking at.
When I worked at the Buster, we would always have an Oscars section, you know, after the movies would win awards, and it would be like, here's the section of all these movies that people care about. You can
some geeks
watch
like me walk in.
A Beautiful Mind, you know?
Gladiator.
Yeah, Beautiful Mind. We had, you know, a ton of copies of that movie.
It wasn't bad.
I saw it in the movies. I used to go. Wow, I used to frequent the theater very frequently, sir.
Really? By yourself?
No.
Oh, okay.
With a companion.
It's a bus.
It was just, you know, more or less, I guess, you know, didn't want to be in the house and, you know, couldn't have my girlfriend over, you know, if mom and dad weren't home. So trying to go to the movies. Let's go there to the movies. Is.
Second place, best place.
There you go.
Yeah, man. And then, and speaking of movies, like, did you see the Power Rangers thing coming out? That trailer?
No, I did not.
What?
No, I have been oh really off. You know, is it the sequel to the one from, was it 2017, 2018?
No, I wish. I actually wanted to see another one of those. I'm like the minority. But this is like them grown. Well, they were grown then. But like it's Billy, Zach, Kat, the second Pink Ranger after Kimberly. And then Rocky. And then Aisha and what's the other black? He's Johnny Young Bosch's one. What's his name?
Jason?
No. Adam. That one.
Oh.
It was them two. They were like on the screen. But it's like Rita came back. Her spirit went to a new body or some shit. And she's back. And she's trying to take over the world again. But this young Asian girl came up. And she's like, she killed my mother. So this is Trini's daughter. Because she had a picture of Trini. So she's like, she needs to go too. I was like, I need to see this. It's going to be campy as fuck. But
is this real?
It's real. It's coming to Netflix April 19th.
April?
I'm going to send you the trailer.
That's right around the corner, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I did not know about this at all. Well, this is cool.
I was like, oh my God. The 90s kid in me.
Right. Taking me back. And so it's really them from the original. Wow.
It's really, you don't see
Jason's
like that's
in jail, man. Right?
Is he?
I don't know.
Did that happen?
Didn't one of them get in trouble?
Oh God. He got in trouble, but I don't remember him going to jail.
What did he get in trouble
for? Oh shit.
For?
He got in trouble for fraud.
Whoa. Yeah,
but yeah, him nor Kimberly are in it.
Oh, well, I mean, Kimberly was old when that was out. You know, she was like 25.
They all were like 25, weren't they?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah,
yeah. You're old as shit, getting robbed. They got no royalties off it, and their faces were everywhere. Yeah, they got no royalties.
I didn't know that. Damn, that sucks.
They weren't union.
Shit.
They were not part of SAG after. So.
Oh, man. That's so sad.
It is sad.
The man. Likenesses.
They're making
like
money now.
Yeah, they are, man. Wow.
Had mad toys with Billy's face on you.
Bro, my man's face is, he don't even own it.
No.
Wow.
Saban did.
Yeah.
Bro, moving on from that tragedy.
Yeah.
Let me just ask you what we ask every week.
Sir.
What you been playing all day, bro? Tell the people.
Sir. what I've been playing all day on this episode 88 of All Day I Play Radio is I've been playing a few things. I played the beta from the Exo Primal beta, which was very interesting. Capcom has an obsession with dinosaurs. It is nothing like Dino Crisis.
Right, I was about to say, but they won't bring that back.
Nah, you know. I mean, they could just do a remake on that to see if people
want that.
But yeah, I that was a very different game. So I'll try to explain it as best as I can.
Okay.
So you're in these like exo squad suits essentially, but not as rudimentary as the old ones from the show. But you know, you're in these, they look like, are you familiar with Warframe, the game Warframe?
A bit.
Yeah, so they look kind of like flashy like that. And there were a few different ones, you know, that you can choose from. One was, you know, support, so they heal. One is just, you know, your standard guy, your soldier 76. One's like a tank, you know, one. And there's like other ones that you unlock that other people were using when I was playing against them. But so basically what happens is you start a mission with your team against another team, and the objective at first is to eliminate as many more dinosaurs than the other team. Now these dinosaurs spawn out of thin air, like literally like a cloud in the sky, like farts these dinosaurs, like
so like
60 raptors, you know what I'm saying, like all types of dinosaurs. And you know, you're just clearing out the dinosaurs, trying to clear them out faster than the other team.
So it's like a horde type of thing.
So it's like a horde type of thing, yeah. And okay. Then it'll, you know, then the other team can spawn like a T-Rex and come into your game, right? And you know, so while you're trying to take care of these, you know, smaller dinosaurs, there's a T-Rex, and you know, one hit kills you, you know, or two hit kills you and stuff, you know. So you know, you're shooting at that, and of course it has a ton of health. And then you get to a place, you know, once you kill that, and usually before that, there's like a large dinosaur that you have to kill, whether it's a Triceratops or a T-Rex, you know. And then at the end of all that, it becomes it literally becomes a payload mission. Like, so you're escorting this payload. And then you have the opportunity to attack the other team during that portion of the game. So they have a payload that they're moving to, you know, the end, and you have a payload that you're trying to move to the end. And so you can damage their payload. You know, it only can be repaired if you know, people are around it. You can shoot the other team. You know, you're still having to shoot, you know, all these dinosaurs that are spawning out of nowhere. So it was really interesting.
I want to play this.
Yeah, it was it was fun. It was dumb fun. You know, I was playing by myself, so I played about three games and was like, all right.
You know, I got my fill.
Yeah. Hey, you know, betas and stuff. For me, sometimes I can't get as invested because it's just gonna reset anyway. So
right.
I just didn't feel like, and I don't know if this one's going to, but I guess I was fine with what I had played, you know. Didn't think it would overtake Overwatch, so you know.
Can something please?
Oh yeah, I don't know. I played some more Valheim.
Your game?
Yes, it is now on the Xbox Game Pass console edition. So I'd originally got it on Steam, so I had it on PC. Yeah.
You got that then, a while ago though.
Yeah, about 2 years ago. Yeah.
Man.
So. This time it's cool because I've been playing it on my phone through xCloud with my Jawbone controller.
Your Jawbone.
So, or Backbone, I'm sorry.
Right.
I was waiting for you to catch it. Yeah.
Sorry.
My Backbone controller, my apologies. But,
yeah, I know. Sorry, technical difficulties, ladies and gentlemen. My computer does the weirdest shit. I'm
gonna leave that in there too.
No, yo. Please, no.
No, I got to. Yeah. Hilarious. So
people can know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
You convulsing on camera.
Yeah. So it's pretty cool playing that on the phone.
It's okay.
Very relaxing. Very relaxing.
Mm.
You know, my whole handheld kick. So.
Yeah. How's the Switch coming?
It's coming well.
Good.
You know, I haven't played anything in a little bit. Yeah, fell off. I've been playing Valheim on my phone, so.
Is it on Switch?
Valheim, no. It's only on PC and Xbox, and I believe it's going to stay that way.
But you've gotten it on Switch.
Yes, absolutely. but, you know, it's pretty cool on the phone. You know, xCloud is, you know, it can be doing really well. You know, it can be really smooth. And then it can be, you know, like I can't tell what I'm looking at and the lag is insufferable, you know? So, but that type of game for me, it's okay for me to play on with that lag. It's fine. It doesn't require me to be precise, you know, like the controls suck. But you know, I'm getting used to it. And with that little delay, but you know, I'm having a good time. And even I thought, you know, like I'm not playing with anyone. I thought I would kind of be upset with that, but I don't mind. I'm actually just real chill, you know, taking my time. I found me a tower, you know, so I built a door on it, you know, so nothing could come inside. I built a fire in there,
shelter,
you know, and then I has some stairs going up all the way to the top. You know, I put a bed on like the third level, you know,
hey,
so I sleep there, you know, you know, and I come out ready to do some violence. You know, feel me? You
what
know?
About weapons? Do you have any of those?
Right now I have a club. You know? Yeah. I'm progressing very slowly. I keep dying, you know. So when you die, you gotta go back to your corpse and collect your belongings. Or else you don't have nothing, you know. So
can somebody like rob you? Not rob you, but like take your stuff
I guess maybe possibly. I don't know. But you know, I've never come across another person. So you know.
You mentioned you played this on the phone. Yeah.
Yes.
Another phone game is coming out that I found interesting.
Yes.
Persona 5 Phantom X. They show the trailer. It looks, you know, like Persona 5, the same aesthetic that he's running. There's a new hero, new cast, new Velvet Room attendant, all the good stuff. Basically, another Persona, but still Persona 5. On the phone. Free to play. Which means I'm probably have to pay for every fucking cast member. Pay for new arcs, pay for my new weight of mementos. I don't know. Maybe they'll make it completely free. I don't know for that fluster of a, you know.
No.
I mean, they fumbled the anniversary. I didn't know if this was going to be like payment for that. So, okay. No. Yeah, I know. It's wishful thinking on my part.
These companies do not make these games, you know, for your enjoyment. They make them for money.
But nonetheless, I'm more than likely going to get it. I'm going to see how it goes.
You know, so is it? Can I play the game with you in any way?
I don't think so.
I'm sure there's some sort of friends thing that you can do.
Possibly, like so, it might be a social link thing. Probably
mobile games. Yeah.
Right. But yeah, I want to say it's the same soundtrack. Apparently, the original cast appears in some. Volume. I don't know. I don't really care because I'm tired of them. We're six. You know, something. At least make another fighting game. Like,
yeah.
It just seems like, I mean, the energy could be put elsewhere. I don't know.
They're just going to exhaust it until they can't, you know, they're going to milk it for everything it's worth.
Like, my man's on everything.
Yes. When did that come out? 2013?
Did it? 17, didn't it?
2017? I don't
know. Yeah, I think 4 came out around that time.
What, 2013?
Mm-hmm. Or Golden.
The taste is golden.
Yeah, but it's been a long time. It's been 6, over 5 years. It's like 6 years. Like, it's 2013. time to give up the ghost. Like
2016, 7 years. It'll be 7 years in September.
Jesus.
Yes. Hey, you know.
Like I said, I'm gonna get it, but it's just goddamn.
You've played it 1,000 times, so.
Nah, I mean, I played it twice.
You've beaten it twice.
Yeah.
You've played it a lot. You've played it on PS4, on Xbox, on Switch, right? You have it on Switch?
No.
No, you don't have it on Switch.
Right? I don't have any of them on Switch.
I'm surprised, sir.
The only one I get on Switch is 3. That'll be the only one.
It's Portal.
Maybe 4. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm hearing, you know, through the grapevine, they're making a remake of that still. I'm down for that.
Of 4? Of Golden?
No, they don't need to remake that. 3.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm sorry that your franchise refuses to go to the next level.
Yeah, like another number. Like, it's been 6 years, so you said it's 2016. Been
1 week since you looked at me. I'm sorry.
I can't remember. I'm hearing it, but I can't remember the next line. But it's been like, I think it's about time, because like the last time, I think Golden came out with like 2012, 2013, then that came out 2016. So it was, can we move on? Like,
I mean, how many Persona 5? There's been Strikers, right? There's
Strikers, this.
He's in Smash.
Vanilla.
Joker's Royal. In Smash, yeah.
Right. He's in some other mobile game with Queen. He's in, he was in Catherine. He was in. He's just everywhere, yo. He's right here beside me. Right. You know, he's fucking everywhere.
Yeah. Thought Joker was a cool character, though.
He is a cool character.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they're just, you know, they're probably working on it, and I don't know.
It's going to be a big surprise.
Oh, yeah. They're going to catch you off guard.
Yeah, catch to the point where we're like, slipping. F this.
Right, where you don't care anymore.
Yeah.
Bro, I've been playing, speaking of mobile games, I've been playing Street Fighter Duel.
How is that?
I have no idea what's going on.
Oh.
My homie at work put me on, you know, he plays.
Is it fun?
Shout out to Travis.
Yo.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, I just don't know what I'm really doing. So I can't really explain what's going on. I don't even know what type of game it is, because this is the first type of game I've played like this. So it's just basically you get your characters, you get them, you know, and you can level them up by awakening them. You know, you have these gems that you can, you know, level them all the way up, and then you place them in, you know, in order. And then you go to challenges or whatever, and then you just fight, you know, three other dudes.
How do you train? Like, what do you do? Is it like,
I don't know what's going on. No, I don't even. I just press, you know, fight, and they fight. I don't. You can press buttons to have them do attacks when you want, but I just watch them.
Is it like a QTE? Like,
nah, it's not like that at all. I don't know how to explain it to you. It's literally
trying to do this as process of elimination.
I mean, the game is free to play, you know?
Yeah, I'll try.
My phone is disgusting. Basically, you know, I have Evil Ryu. And there's this Monster Hunter thing going on right now. So you can take part in these Monster Hunter challenges. It's pretty rad though, man. Look at Ryu.
Is this like the 6th graphics, like aesthetic?
Or
is it classic? I couldn't tell by that.
I don't know if you can see this.
Oh no, it's not.
So it's like you just hit fight and they're gonna fight.
It's an RPG.
Look.
Oh.
So
It looks like chaos, but it looks like,
yeah, like I'm not doing anything. Like I select the moves and stuff that they do.
Yeah, it's an RPG.
Know. Yeah. So
nice. I'm downloading it now. Is it microtransactioned out the ass too?
It has some, you know, I don't know, John. I don't know how to explain this, man. I'm sorry. Like, my homie showed me at work, you know, and I was like, it's Street Fighter, so I'm going to download it. But there's just a lot going on in there, man. There's just so much going on in there, bro. But I enjoy it. I think it's a fun game, you know. Sorry for those on audio only. You'll have to see the show on YouTube to see what I was showing John on screen like an idiot. You probably still won't even be able to see it like that on there because I chopped down the size of the video. So
just check out gameplay of Street Fighter Duel and you'll see like exactly, because I'm looking at it right now through the app store and it looks like exactly what you showed me. So yeah. It's just chaos. So yeah, I'm excited for this. Thank you.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And like, oh, I'm going to tell you what server to be on because then we can be in a guild. And I don't know what happens with that, but apparently it's cool.
All right. Well, you got to tell me like what server you're in, right? Because
I'll figure it out, I guess. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
So I'll Sonic lock. Origins.
Sonic. To Sonic Origins.
Okay. Sonic Origins. What were you about to say, though? You were about to say something.
Nah, nothing important, though.
No. All right. My bad, dude. Sonic Origins June release that was announced recently. I feel like they do this shit all the time. I feel like there's always a Sonic collection. Always.
I mean, it's nostalgia, you know?
But
yeah.
It's just a lot. It's just like every time I look up, I feel like there's another Sonic's around some form of fashion. But yeah, but they're doing the Game Gear this time. They're doing the Game Gear games. I'm glad those are getting love. Did you have a Game Gear, sir?
I did not. My godbrother Larry did. Shout out to Larry. He did, and he had Sonic, whatever the Sonic game was on Game Gear. It was the same thing as Sonic 1 on Genesis, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
It just had different levels, but it was the same like mechanics. I had Mortal Kombat, that was awful.
I think he had Mortal Kombat as well.
It was really bad. It was cool because it was portable. It lasted for an hour or two because it took 6 AAA batteries.
Yeah. So dumb joints was gone. They were getting cooked, bro. Yeah. It was cooking
bad. It was only Duracell. Like the store brand, the name, great value shit. Nah. It'll last you 30 minutes, bro. But yeah, like I only had like 3 or 4 games on my Game Gear. I still have it somewhere. It's somewhere in my house.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have wasn't there like a TV tuner with it you can get like on?
I had no accessories besides a traveling case with it. That's the only accessory I had. I didn't know anything else. The shit was already big as hell.
My god, brother, it was like
this.
I think he had like, damn, no, that was on Genesis. But yeah, he did have Mortal Kombat on there.
Yeah.
Sonic, and man, he had some other games too, and I can't think of them at all.
I had a Ren and Stimpy game.
I think he had Columns too. Cause wasn't Columns huge on that? It was like their Tetris.
I don't know. I didn't have that. Yeah. I didn't even heard of that.
Columns.
Bro. I played that Ren and Stimpy game a lot. That was like the main game I played. It was fun.
Was it like a side scroller?
Mm-hmm. Like you got to pick Ren or Stimpy. Ren like threw toothbrushes or some shit, and then Stimpy spit out hairballs, and you just got to. It was like that. It was like a slow ass Contra. That's what it played like. You just platforming. Shooting, that's it. It was fun.
Yeah. I handheld wise, my favorite handheld was probably Neo Geo Pocket. I put so many hours into SNK versus Capcom Card Captors, bro. My goodness. And I would play against my god brother with the, you had to get the cable, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
was no you know,
Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, you know, right?
You know, didn't even have you know, infrared on the side, you know.
Nah, none of that.
Yeah,
it's all Game Boys versus, yeah, exactly. I used to play Yu-Gi-Oh! Gary, shout out to Gary. We used to play Yu-Gi-Oh! On my Game Boy Advance Pocket, the flip one. I had that one. And I had to play with the wire to him, and he had like the regular Game Boy Advance. We just played Yu-Gi-Oh!
Right?
And we couldn't move past like 3 feet away from each other.
Now kids don't even have to be in the same country.
But don't know how good they got it.
Nope. Hey man, you know, I'm happy for them.
They said that about us too.
Yeah, they did. I ain't gonna hold you. It's true.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed my Neo Geo Pocket. That was my jam, bro. Like, it was a perfect size. It fit in my pocket. Yo.
What else did you have?
I had a, you know, a Vita after that, or a PSP after that, and then a Vita after that. I had a Game Boy Advance when it first came out at launch. Yeah, I played Super Dodgeball like crazy on there. It's my jam, bro. My goodness. But yeah, that's pretty much it. You know, PSP and Vita, I wish that they were more supported from Sony than they were. But the PSP, from a piracy standpoint, was getting destroyed. And then Sony just kind of really gave up on the Vita. So,
yeah. They really dropped the ball. It wasn't bad. Vita's not bad at all.
Nah, it was a great console. They just didn't sell 10 million at once. So they were just like, well, I guess it's a failure, you know.
Did you have the Nomad?
No, sir, not at all.
I used to want one so bad. Nah,
they seem huge, bro.
It was. Tommy had one.
Really? Yeah, I've never seen one in person, actually.
Big as hell. It's like the size of a Steam Deck. It was like that size, and maybe bigger.
Yeah, my friend Travis, he also has a Steam Deck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he liking it?
He loves it.
Yeah, a lot of people. I haven't heard nothing. No back. No complaints at all.
Yeah. I'll just wait for a newer version. You know, Steam Deck Pro or Ultra, whatever. You know,
X, yeah,
adjective they want to use for plus, you know.
Yeah. Redfall, yeah.
Redfall, bro.
That is coming out.
Yes.
It has no in-game store.
Yes, I appreciate that.
I do too.
It's been a long time since we've had a game. trying to catch me up too, bro. Come on.
My bad, bro.
You know what I'm saying? It's been a long time since we have had a game without, you know, the focus of the publisher, usually not the developer, but the publisher being, hey, you know, this store and microtransactions. So I am very excited for Redfall. I've been excited for Redfall since the first time they showed it off. This is out in June? May? I think it's out in May.
May. Right?
Yeah.
May 2nd.
Okay, cool.
Starfield comes out September 6th.
September?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm not getting that. But
yeah, I will, but you know, I'm not really excited for it.
Redfall, I'm definitely getting. I love that trailer they showed last year.
Yes. I feel like this is going to, you know, be the new Borderlands.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love playing games and getting rewarded for playing said game without spending my money.
Because you already spent your money.
On a fictional world. Right.
Yeah.
So I fully support them. Thank you. Thank you, Arcane.
So I wonder how it will play. I hope it plays better than Deathloop. Deathloop was cool, but AI was kind of interesting. At times could be really just kind of wild.
Like this.
Like this. Yeah, so I think I'm gonna try to actually beat that. And I think obviously it's co-op, right? It's four player co-op, so
yeah,
we can run through that, bro. You know what I'm saying? And if it has like a end game content, you know, I'm definitely down to grind to get to that, sir.
I'm down
to. Definitely down for that, bro. You know, they were thinking about having it on PS5. I guess some people are upset because, you know, the developer had made a comment about, you know, they had a PS5 version conceptually, you know, I guess. But, you know, they got bought by Microsoft. And so, you know, Microsoft told them to scrap the PS5 version, just do Xbox and PC. So of course, some people are like upset because they're like, you know, this is what we're talking about. This is why Microsoft shouldn't be able to buy Activision Blizzard, because that's still going on. I don't know, bro. I feel like, who cares? It's their game. They can do whatever they want with it.
Exactly.
This argument of fanboys is getting crazy. But I am very much looking forward to something similar to, you know, that Borderlands style, you know, which is just, you know, the co-op aspect and finding loot, you know, looter shooter, sir, as they call
them. We love those.
Yes, I'm a huge fan of the looter shooter genre, sir.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm ready to kill some vampires too. The enemies look cool, you know, look like they got some really good shit in there, bro. And I'm very much looking forward to supporting them.
And do these characters have like classes, or do they all is just different?
It looks like they may have different classes, you know, based on
different abilities and stuff.
Yeah. I think they do have different abilities. But I'm not sure if one's like, oh, you should use this one because they're the tank, or, you know, but I'm sure that's how it is. I hope it's like that.
I would love that.
Yeah. That's how, Borderlands 1 and 2 felt more like, feel like 3 wasn't, well, I don't know, I just felt like it was very much defined on which type of character was what type of character in the first two versus the third one. Felt like it was just like, if you want to use this character, use this character, you know, like there were some perks. Well, I guess there were perks based on the character. Yeah, disregard, sir.
I never got into Borderlands until I met you. That was like the only, I was thinking about it, but I saw it. I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, and 3 is cool, you know. It's just more Borderlands, you know. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of, it lost some of its edge, you know, kind of being more PC than, you know, when I say PC, I mean politically correct, than its predecessors or whatever.
I love the characters on it, though.
Yeah, they're hilarious.
They are.
They were so much better in the older ones, I feel.
Mm.
You know, because they were out there with everything.
Still done nothing with Tiny Tina?
I think they made that other game with her, right?
Right, but did you get it?
Nah. Did I get that?
I don't know.
I think I did buy that somewhere.
Somewhere.
Or it might have been the PlayStation Plus thing that wasn't the newest version. It was like the old one. Something, I think. I don't remember.
But you never tried it.
No, I don't think I played it, no. Oh. Did I get that, John? I might have that game.
I don't know. You are a Borderlands fan. So
yeah, but you know, I wasn't going to get it because no one else was going to get it. So
it's just facts. Yeah.
You know. Well, I may have Nick got
wasn't?
It. Nah, because 3 was just kind of like, it just, 3 didn't hit like 1 and 2, you know. 2 hit hard. Like, I sunk some hours into that game, but
man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Ninja Turtles Last Running Game is in development.
Yeah, so who is this game made by? Who's the developer?
They're looking for one.
Oh, okay. So this is
as of right now, as of March 23rd.
Okay.
Yeah. But the concept, I believe, is there.
So it's this mini series.
It's based off like, you know, yeah, the I think mini-series, it was a 5-part miniseries, yeah. Graphic novel. Yeah.
Okay. So they're trying to make a game out of that.
Right.
I don't know. Who's Paramount Global? It just depends, I guess, on the developer, you know, and if they give them the time, you know, that they need to make this, you know, something.
It's going to be like God of War.
So like over the shoulder type of. Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, you know, is it every turtle or just based on?
No, the last round, they're dead.
Oh,
there's only one alive. Only one of them survived.
Okay.
So that's why it's going to be just probably single player over the shoulder type. You won't be able to like pick any of them because they're dead. Them and Splinter.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I guess it really depends on the developer. It depends mm-hmm. on, you know, a lot of different, you know, things. Because we know, you know.
Mm-hmm. It says years away from a release, though.
Yeah.
And this is per Game Informer, ladies and gentlemen. The game's developer has not been named yet. They have one.
Okay.
They just haven't named them yet.
Oh, okay. Oh, that'll be.
That's what I'm getting from it. Yeah. I'm down. And Ninja Turtles news and Power Rangers news in the same week, sir.
You're sir. Like,
what a time to be alive.
This is definitely true, man. This is definitely true. The nostalgia, coming in as always, bro.
It's a hell of a drug, yo.
It is a hell of a drug. So is cocaine, apparently.
I mean, yeah.
That's what Rick James said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's all.
Sorry. Yeah.
That's all I have for you.
Sir, that's all I have for you as well. We appreciate y'all checking us out. Episode 88. You know what I'm saying? We shall be with you all shortly. Or, well, again in a week. A week's time. Week after this. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every other week, yes.
Every other week, we're doing the bi-weekly thing. And until then, you can listen to this episode and the other 87 processing episodes on all your favorite podcasts and platforms. You can follow your boy Brian at BrianP_83 on Instagram and Twitter. You can follow yours truly at 9000 Moon Knight on Twitter and Moon Knight 9000 on Instagram. You can follow us at All Day I Play Radio on Instagram and at ADIP, the acronym for All Day I Play Radio, full word on the Twitter, sir.
There.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, you all.
Peace and love.
Peace and love.